Hey, welcome. Deacon John here. It's the Thursday edition, Dark Star edition. Hey, go to freedomslips.com, get in the chat room, and don't forget we're listener supported. If you'd make a donation, we would be eternally grateful. We appreciate all your support. And we have Terrell with us. How are you, Terrell?
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, coming in. Pretty good there, Deacon.
Yeah, loud and clear. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. Thank you very much.
Going good. Lots going on today, and what's new?
Okay. Are we ready for a Black Star Update report?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, hopefully
okay.
Hijacker will
make
it.
I was going to make just a few comments on what was going on the show previous.
Yes.
Like, listen to Mike Harris and those guys. And the lady called in, and she was ready to take over. She's ready to take over Washington. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of had a laugh about that. We've talked about that before, mm-hmm. You know, but we got to all get on the same page and wake up. And but if the Americans are going to believe that bearded jihadist radicals took, you know, that's what caused 9/11, then we're never going to have any kind of a movement like that. If you believe that Obama is anything other than a CIA operative, that he's illegal alien working in the White House, working for the CIA, that then, you know, how are you going to get everybody on the same page? In other words, everything is a lie. Just about everything in our environment is a lie. And how you're going to have to get everybody together on the same page seems like it's going to be kind of a difficult undertaking, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. But I would sign up for that in a jiffy if people are really serious about doing anything. But from what I can tell, they're watching Matlock reruns, and they're plugged into the Matrix. Now, right. they're talking about voting. The idea that your vote means anything in the United States, I just posted links about illegal aliens that are voting now, and I'm laughing at them as if your vote means your vote only means something in a righteous society, not in a corrupt one. Oh, everything is controlled. You notice Hillary Clinton is getting away with murder. Mm-hmm. She Stevens over at Benghazi asked for increased security 6 times and was denied by Hillary Clinton. Do you think those emails survived? No. What? So Hillary Clinton was responsible, in my view, because she's responsible for the security for Stevens' death. He was going to expose gun running of ISIS, and then here he gets killed, and she deletes the evidence. All right. So, and she's getting away with it. That's the worst thing. And that's what proves to me that the Republicans, who should be bashing her head in with this stuff. But they're not. They're all on the same team. Trey Gowdy, what a laughing stock and a joke, because the evidence is everywhere. You know, they were saying that Lois Lerner's emails were lost and everything. No, those things don't disappear. Hillary Clinton's server, her private server, where she did official business, had to be hacked many, many times. There's ways of getting all that information. The stuff's out there in the Ethernet. I mean, it's out there in space in the Ethernet community, the intelligence community. You think the NSA didn't have that stuff? Come on. CIA has it. Foreign governments have it. And thing is, if you do not incorporate Black Star into your commentary, then you really don't see the big picture. That's the difference, I believe, in what happens right here with Liberation Nation every Thursday, is that you get a little bit of that view from the position of where I'm sitting and watching the Black Star now moving through the Virgo constellation. And so hopefully we can fill in some of the gaps there. And the true government, by the way, is not in Washington, D.C. It's in Denver. And that's why the CIA moved their headquarters to Denver. And they're working with the Council on Foreign Relations. I heard the mention of the Illuminati. Come on. It's the Council on Foreign Relations. Mm-hmm. That's the head of the shadow government running the United States. You are already living in Canamera, Mexico right now. That's what the reality is. They're just waiting for you to figure it out. That's why Obama's doing what he's doing. You see these migrants that are coming from south of the border there. They're already citizens of Canamera, Mexico. That's why there's no problem with them being incorporated right here into the United States. But so anyway, that's a long story. I just want to kind of help transition over for some people from the last show to this show and give them a little background on Project Black Star, which is also called Stellar Fury by the lettered agencies. Project Black Star mentioned in the Dakota Report. You can get that report from the Dropbox folder once you become a newsletter subscriber. And the only place that you can get it that I know of is in my Dropbox folder currently. It was sent to me by Jim Mars for vetting, and then that's where I ran across Stellar Fury, Project Black Star, and all these different projects. Holy cow. My The chat room just died on me.
Oh, well, so you're getting that back. You know, let me tell you something, people. I've been through this whole thing, political, Republicans, conservative, Tea Parties. It's a joke. It's an illusion. It's a dream. This stuff's all God ordained all this stuff. This has all been set up by God. Obama's playing his role in it. The Muslim hordes are playing their role in it. The satanic people running this world. This has all been determined a long time ago by God, and it's going to happen. You can't stop it. So you might as well forget about calling the White House and joining the Tea Party and all this other ridiculous stuff. Am I talking right, Terrell?
Yes, sir. You're talking exactly right. Mm-hmm. So that stuff is like a smokescreen. It's to get people to rally and run in that direction, but there's nothing there. There's really nothing there. I wish that there were more people that really knew what was going on so that we could really, really have a movement. But for me, let's see, if we were really working in that direction and we were really getting somewhere, that's when people would start dying again. That's what happened in 2012 with our research group. We were moving mountains there, and a lot of, that people didn't know. It wasn't necessarily our Black Star investigation. What was going on was happening with Billy Hayes and the Carnicom Institute. And you remember the borax scare? I mean, just mention the word, and people were being shut down because that's the nano replication inhibitor. And so anyway, the Carnicom people, we were putting together a team to figure out how to use the carrier wave, the HARP mm-hmm. carrier wave, to our advantage. Things like that. We were really making inroads, and that's when people really started to die. So if we're really going to make forward progress on trying to change things inside the United States, that is what's going to happen. They have weapons that boggle the mind, that people die from heart attacks. They die of natural causes. And the nanobots, that's what you're inhaling through chemtrailing. Mm-hmm. All these things are connected. So they have a strategy of defense, but people, I feel perfectly safe because nobody freaking believes me. As long as nobody believes you, you can just scream all you want. You're yelling wolf. But nobody believes the wolf's coming because nobody believes me. They don't believe the Black Star is now moving through the Virgo constellation. And so then you have these little factions, these little groups say, well, we're going to change doing this. We're going to change doing that. I think the problem is now we're beyond the fail-safe. We're beyond the point where there's nothing that we can do to stop the Underground Ark City program. Just imagine. Deacon, are you all right?
It sounds like I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like you're moving furniture. Anyway, let me get onto a Black Star Up There report from my perspective, and then I'm sure Deacon has some questions on the geopolitical part and what's going on in the news today. It looks like I'm going to be able to just be here till 5:00, so I'll turn the server back over to you then, and hopefully Hijacker comes along. We'll see what he's got to report on too. Okay, so where we are right now, this is the 16th year of week number 16, but we are in week number 12 of the Black Star orbit, of the Earth orbit cycle relative to the Black Star. So last year that would have began, and I'm looking at Terrell's 2000 newsletter, volume number 16, and the seismic chart that you have partial 2014, partial 2015, that's now coming. And I've got numbers here in the column here showing you which week we're in. And up at the top there, everything is dark for this week. And what I'm looking at for 2014 is a sharp decrease. So if this was 2014 and we were in week number 12, going back 2 weeks, I had six magnitude earthquakes, then four, and then two. So we're on a decline. The week before, we had 42, five magnitude earthquakes. Then that was reduced down to 31. The 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes were stable right around 260. Okay. The next week, the 13th week, is whenever the high seismicity started. So for the next 3 weeks, we had a 19-day period last year where we had an 8 magnitude earthquake, 6, 7 magnitude earthquakes, 17, 6 magnitude earthquakes, and in a 19-day period. Plus the 5 magnitude earthquakes, the values were 57, 37, and then 56. This, by far, was the highest amount of seismic activity that we had for the entire year. We are on the threshold of that right now. What I'm looking at for this week that we just had, well, let's compare it to last week because it's similar to last year. For week 10 and 11, I had six of the six magnitude earthquakes. Actually, there's five six magnitudes and one seven. That was a 7.5. And we're seeing the 5-magnitude earthquakes hovering right around 27. This week it diminished down to just 13, and we had 0 6s on the planet. What this is a we're on the threshold. We're at a pause position just before the big earthquakes and things start. And this recording period stopped on last Saturday, and I've looked ahead, and it looks like that this we're going to have an extended pause, and then right after that weeks 14 and 15 of this orbit cycle is whenever I believe that we're going to have a lot of seismic activity. Shortly after that, or it could happen during or shortly after that, we're going to have a series of large magnitude earth of X-class flares, solar flares. That happens because of magnetic portal connection convergence. See, we're getting ready to pass between the two stars right now, and we're coming up on the time that we had the magnetopause reversal of March the 12th and 13th, 2012. In other words, the week before the Guerrero event that we predicted with our research, the week before is when the magnetosphere turned around for the Boshok to face the Leo constellation for 28 hours. And that is on March the 12th, 2012. That's 1 year and 1 day after Fukushima, by the way. That's a day after, in the previous year, the day after that Fukushima happened. And then the Martian dust storm kicked up in the southern hemisphere. And I just did a little presentation in my video update report, the 15-minute update report, showing that Mars was directly in orbit behind Earth. And Mars was between the Earth and the black star the same day on March the 12th that we had the magnetopause reversal. And that is what kicked off those storms on Mars, those dust storms, the same day, right? Mars doesn't have a robust magnetosphere like the Earth. And instead of turning a magnetosphere around, it actually caused storms on the planet. So that's, to me, this is the best smoking gun evidence. I've sent this evidence to a lot of people, and I still haven't got anyone to send me any kind of a thoughtful reply about anything. There's a lot of information in this week's newsletter on Gil Broussard and his Planet 7X deal. I spent about an hour listening to a three-hour video. It's actually a radio presentation, and he's being asked questions and things. And so I start at the 20-minute mark and write a little bit of what he said and then give the commentary. And very similar to what I did for Andy Lloyd when he was interviewed by Kerry Cassidy. A lot of the same points, trying to get somebody with a brain to look over the evidence and to either concur, to disagree, offer opposing views or something. And thus far, zero luck. People thank me. Thank you for sending me this stuff. And then that's it. So I'm still trying, and maybe we can get Gil Broussard on this show. He's agreed. I'm looking right at what he wrote me. He said, "Cordial greetings to Terrell Black Star. I give an open phone invitation to discuss evidence and estimates on the direction and approach of Planet X." That's really good stuff. I just really want a thoughtful reply to the 10-point presentation, or one of any of the points, because they're all very good points, from global warming to the seismic pattern to the volcanism, magnetic pole migration, what's going on with the shrinking heliosphere, the weakening magnetosphere. So there's a lot of science to cover. And if I could get somebody I tried to get Gilbert Erickson to do that. We talked on the phone. We agreed to disagree, and that was it. So I'm using history as a teacher, and that's not what I want to do anymore. That doesn't benefit my newsletter subscribers or you guys. I want to get it in written form. Just copy and paste what I wrote. Provide your little answer or a long answer. I like giving the long answers and links and everything like that. And then if there's something wrong with what I'm presenting, then he can get us on the right path. If he concurs and we're in agreement, then this is the smoking gun evidence that they can begin to share with people that they're radio listeners, they're YouTubers, and maybe we can get some agreement between his camp, my camp, and Erickson, and Andy Lloyd, for example. Keith Hunter, real smart guy. I would like to get his views on that stuff. And so anyway, where we are in the black star, where we are in the Earth orbit cycle is we're just about to pass between the sun and the black star. The black star is at the feet of Virgo, just below the ecliptic plane. So if you look up at night, if you can see enough stars, then if you look straight up around midnight, you're going to be looking at Leo on your right if you're standing with your left arm facing east. And you're going to see Virgo there, the legs. That's where the black star is. It's moving left towards Libra, and that's where you'll see Saturn. It's in Libra right now. And to the right of those guys, you'll see the brightest one out there is going to be Jupiter, unless you can still see Venus. So you have a straight line there showing you the ecliptic plane when you look up at night. And the black star is going to be closer to Saturn than Jupiter, right? So that's where it is. And best observation is we're in the observation window right now, optimum observation window. Don has an observatory class telescope. He has infrared equipment, and he can't see it. But we know that it's there because of the Earth changes and the science that I'm telling you about. And I really don't expect to ever see a picture of the thing. The scriptural part for me, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, just after Paul describes our rapture, then he describes how the day of the Lord begins, how it comes as a thief in the night. And he says that destruction will come upon them suddenly, like the birth pangs upon a woman with child. And this is precisely what happens on a springtime Earth black star crossing event. We don't even see the thing coming. So the idea that we're going to have pictures to warn us, that's going to make scripture untrue. For me, I really don't expect to see one, but I know why. It's because this is what we're talking about here is the binary twin to our sun. The binary twin to our sun. It was much larger than our sun billions of years ago, but then larger suns burn out more rapidly. They exhaust their fuel quicker. Then they implode, and they can create a wide range of different type stars. It could be a black dwarf star, for example. It could be a neutron type star or something in between. And that would mean that we're talking about a star that could be only 10 kilometers across that has twice the mass of our sun. You see what I mean? So it's going to be an anomalous object. It behaves more like a black hole than a regular star. It's going to have an event horizon, and things outside of that event horizon are not going to be affected. Things on the inside are stretched into a straight line of subatomic particles and wrapped around in a circle. So if you have, for example, I did the math, if you have an asteroid the size of two Gizeh pyramids, and they are sucked into, this big asteroid is sucked into inside of the event horizon and down into that deep gravity well, then it is going to be squeezed into an area the size of a teaspoon. Okay? So it's not that this object, it can nudge things out of orbit. I think that's why the number of asteroid reports, the meteors of fireball reports are going up, 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 up every year. We're going to have over 4,000 this year, and that is up from like 500 in 2008. That's why these numbers are increasing. And so anyway, the evidence to me says that there's definitely something coming from space. I can see it coming, although I can't physically see it. That's what scripture says. It says the sons, the children of the day of the light will be able to see this thing coming. The children of disobedience will not be able to recognize the signs. And it makes me wonder if this Project Black Star is not a lot like the mystery of scripture, where there's a mystery of iniquity, where there's a deluding influence forcing people to believe what is false. 2 Thessalonians 2, start at 7, right? And if this isn't the same thing, the same spirit that's working through my 9/11 work, people believe that the 100-ton jetliners crashed that do not even exist, right? So this is what we're dealing with. That's one of the reasons I was saying earlier that we're having trouble getting the righteous, the right, everybody together, and going all the oars in the water and all rowing in the same direction, because our perception of the truth of what's real is so different. You know, was it 19 bearded Jihadist radicals, or was it Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, the Joint Chiefs, the lettered agencies, the CIA that did 9/11? Because that's a wide gap, right? 19 bearded Jihadist radicals or the elite, right? So I'm wondering if the mystery of iniquity isn't at work here in forcing people to believe what is false. And that's one of the reasons that I can't get anybody to give me a simple answer to the science that says that something is coming. And so anyway, that's pretty much where I am. I'm looking at the newsletter. Again, a lot of information on Gil Brossard. I've studied his maps in depth, have done that. This is like the sixth time this year. If you go back to the newsletters, that people have sent me information, and I give the best critique that I can, but his information turns his elliptical orbit for his planet 7X is turned differently so that it's crossing the Earth's orbit path in August. Mine crosses in May. It's not really much of a difference, but there is a lot of difference when you realize that there's a seismic pattern involved here. Fukushima is on the Black Star event timeline. I predicted that event within 4 days. Only after running this investigation for 2 months, that prediction was made. The next year, Guerrero was predicted within 2 days. I got a little better at refining my predictive modeling, right? So that's pretty much where we're sitting right now. And if you come to the chat rooms, then you can get my newsletters for free. Otherwise, you get them by going to terral03.com, and all the information is right there. I send you a Dropbox folder link for all the 2015 newsletters, all the 2014 newsletters, all the 2012 newsletters, and my books, and a lot of information that Deacon John and Hijacker and Nighthawk, for example, they've sent me a lot of stuff over the years. All of that is packed into a Dropbox folder as your research tool, if you will, your resource. And so you get that by going to terral03.com. And then but everything that I share with you guys, you can get for free, my books and everything, especially when you come to Revolution Radio and you sit in the chat room and listen to these radio shows, then on a weekly basis I will give you all of the newsletters. You just can't write me to my Gmail account and get correspondence. In order to do that, then you must become a newsletter subscriber. That's only $25 per year, so it's very, very cheap. And then you can send me your questions, send me your pictures, and I can provide analysis, and then I include that in the weekly newsletters. And then while I'm giving this update report, let me go back, because I want to mention people. And this week, Christine, not the Christine from last week, this is a different Christine, Christine and Susan, they subscribed to my newsletter this week, and Richard renewed his subscription, along with William and Brian subscribed. I'm sorry, I'm reading this wrong. William and Brian subscribed. Christine, Susan, and Richard renewed their subscriptions. I want to make sure to mention the people that are my valued newsletter subscribers that help me to continue to keep the internet going and things like that. Appreciate that very much. And there's a lot of information packed into this newsletter. It's 99 pages, I think. And that's pretty much, took us just about to the bottom of the hour. That's pretty much what I wanted to share with you on this Black Star Update report.
Okay, hey, we'll be right back with Terrell, and we'll pull the Hijacker in a moment. Don't go away, folks. Hey, welcome back. Deacon John here, and we got the Dark Star Thursday edition. And I have to tell you, we got Terrell, and we just pulled Hijacker, and great stuff. But I have to tell you, man, I mean, people, you need to seriously consider some of the stuff we're talking about, because I'm getting bits and pieces from different information sources that are sort of like collaterally backing up what he's saying and pointing to the same direction. For example, I'm going to read a couple paragraphs here, and then we'll get Hijacker and Terrell's reaction to this. Now, this is over at stevequayle.com, okay? And I'm going to read you, he got an email from a former Navy SEAL who also worked for in the intelligence community for the United States government. And I know people that have done this too, and I've actually talked to them in person. Now, listen to this, okay? Aside from being a former Navy SEAL, I've also spent many years as an analyst, not only for the U.S. government, but also other countries. In doing my positions allowed me to work the best and brightest in their fields. Most of them had PhDs. And he writes to Steve Quayle, "Hello, my brother in Christ. I've been reviewing and studying all aspects of everything that is occurring right now worldwide. As I've stated before, my observation technique has always been to review what is being put out and then do a 160-degree turn and look back from what I see is more likely to answer the question. Aside from being a former Navy SEAL, spent many years as an analyst for U.S. government, other countries. That position allowed him to work with the brightest in the fields. Most of them had PhDs. Okay, worked on chem, bio, and terrorist threat assessment. Okay, he said, we are being bombarded with threats of war, terrorist attacks, martial law, catastrophic events, and alien disclosure. The question is, why is this happening now? And why are we being allowed to be privy to some information that would be tightly controlled and deemed super classified? First point that I'll make, if any of the stuff that they're letting leak out was true, they wouldn't leak it out. It wouldn't be. They're never going to tell you the truth. They're going to put a smokescreen up. Well, let me continue with this guy's note here. My first thought, current events that are happening are a distraction from what is really being prepared for or going to happen. For some reason, I don't believe that the drills that are occurring now and coming are mainly related to an economic collapse, civil unrest, or the roundup of people on lists. It seems that whatever is being prepared for is much bigger than we could possibly imagine. The orchestrators or information controllers of what is going to happen are not dummies. They would have to put information out that is believable and backed up by documentation, and it appears that this is what has been going on for a very long time. Then he says, I need to mention chemtrails because I believe they're playing a much bigger part in all this than most would think. It seems the weather modification theory is a sidebar slash economic benefit. Watching the patterns and spraying time frames, it appears to me that it's more like the more likely reason for the spraying is to cover something up, possibly create a visual barrier so that we cannot see something or activity. He said, I do believe whatever happens or occurs, certain nations will take advantage of it, of the destruction militarily, as well as the implementation of one more order player's agenda. He said, it appears that there are some aspects related to current events that are relevant to agendas and the supernatural realm. In saying this, all roads seem to lead to the agendas and realms being driven by an event that is foreshadowed and known to occur in short order. Now, this guy worked with the government and the intelligence committees with people that have PhDs, former Navy SEAL. Come on, people, now. What do you think about that, hijacker?
I'm not coming in okay, Deacon.
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, yeah. Well, what's got me in a panic is that when you get a corporation like a Walmart that suddenly shuts down at least five, some people say six, of their super centers all across the same area where this J-Helm drill is happening, and they blame it on plumbing, they make stuff up, they never even got plumbing permits, nobody's doing any work, and they just tell people, they lock the doors, nope, you don't need to come. I mean, that's millions and millions of dollars. So that's what's freaking me out. But, you know, Terrell, it could very well be that your Black Dwarf Star is getting ready to pass and that we don't actually have another rotation left in it. You know, like you said, maybe 2016. We could be on the precipice of it. I mean, what is the data? What is your data telling you the chances that this thing could be right on top of us, and that's why everybody's getting ready? It's either that or they're actually going to do like an alien disclosure where the whole world is awake to these UFOs. I mean, it's not like the 1950s where it's going to shock the earth. Everybody's expecting it. So it could be they're not even going to go false flag or economic collapse or nothing. Maybe the big play is either alien disclosure or the Black Dwarf Star is right on us. But go ahead, okay. Carol, what do you think? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, looking at the data right now, then this pause is a little bit alarming to me because I should see a little more seismicity already starting. This fact that it's stretching itself out to me means that the black stars move farther left in the orbit diagram. If it has moved farther left in the orbit diagram, remember that whenever it's here, my model is going to break. It's going to break down. This thing is going to start going really, really fast. Just like any object, for like a comet, for example, if you want to use examples like Lovejoy or Ison, for example, the one that just came through, when it passed Jupiter orbit, it was going just over 40,000 miles per hour. When it crosses Earth orbit, it's going 90,000. When it's going around the sun, it's going over a million miles an hour because it's reaching perihelion, its fastest point, it's the highest velocity, right? I want to see this near-side alignment event that's about to happen around May the 1st. That gives me 20 more days till next year, right, for it to move 20 degrees left in the orbit diagram towards reaching perihelion. If my event doesn't happen until later, you guys need to be paying attention, because if this alignment event, it's going to be like Fukushima or Chile or Guerrero. We're just going to have a big Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire event. Following it is going to be a series of X-class flares, three of them likely. This is the pattern that we've seen for the last 2 years, and we should see it this year, right? But we need this event to happen earlier rather than later, because if it continues to this pause continues, it means the black star is increasing in velocity. Earth's having trouble catching up. The magnetic portal connection is not shortening as rapidly as it should be to give us that added electromagnetism. So the suddenness of what's going to happen, I can see why it happens based on the science. And if the black star is truly moving that quickly left in the orbit diagram, that it's going to make its move all the way to the May 20th position, then it could be here May 20th, 2015. It is possible, right? But I still believe, because looking at the shape of the triangles in the orbit diagram, that and it's moving left, I think I know it's at the feet of Virgo. It's not into Libra yet, and I believe we have another orbit cycle in us. These wargaming exercises, like I stated last week, are because these people are not going to the underground arc cities. These people that are giving their testimony, they're being trained, deployed, they're part of these wargaming exercises. You're going to see more and more and more of them, because whenever the crap is about to hit the fan, which I believe is on the next orbit cycle, all of these people will be deployed simultaneously into harm's way. The elite run to their underground arc cities. The crap hits the fan. The people are outraged and in an uproar. And then that becomes the threat. The people become the threat. And then these people that are trained are going to meet us as the threat. And then we and they will be killed by the black star. The elite run to their underground arc cities. On the way in, they release the contagion. There's going to be a contagion that's part of this scenario. We know that going back to the H1N1, the swine flu thingy, and then with the CDC, with the 33 quarantine centers that they set up, and then with the people that came across the border, they were relocated in proximity to those 33 stations. So that footprint that's in their MO is telling me there's going to be a contagion. That's the H1N1 was a trial run for that. This Ebola scare was another trial run for that. So that is one aspect that I see that's going to happen. So I'm going to be watching more and more for this the next shoe to drop with the Ebola type, H1N1 type viral scare. There's going to be some type of contagion, and I'm not really seeing that yet. But there is a chance that it's going to be 2015. I kind of took that off the table last week, but I did not expect this pause to continue for this duration. I expected us to already be on the uptick. If I'm still sitting here next week and we have not started the Earth change uptick, it means that the black star is farther left in the orbit diagram than I thought. The farther left it is, the nearer it is to Earth orbit path. And if we get all the way to May 20th before we get that event, then we could be looking at a crossing event for 2015. Go ahead. Hijacker, are you there? Or Deacon, are you there? Did you guys leave me alone?
I'm here, Terrell. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just wrapped up. I said if we do not get the high seismicity, we should be having it in the next 2 weeks. If it does not happen, that means the black star is farther left in the orbit diagram. We're coming around the solar system. We are now between the sun and the Virgo constellation. If we get all the way around to Libra and the left side of Libra, to the place where the Earth travels 1.6 million miles on that day, that is when we cross the black star orbit path. And if we do not get the high seismicity leading up to then we're going to have extreme high seismicity right in the third week, the second to the third week of May. And then the Earth is vulnerable to a black star magnetically induced geological pole shift. So I thought that was out of the, you know, out of the deck, out of the cards for right now. But like I said before, the lull continues, and we're in the middle of the whenever we should be seeing a lot of high seismicity. So I'm just kind of holding my breath and watching Earthquake 3D and watching for these big quakes to kick off until we get to our big 8-magnitude near-side alignment event, which should take place right around May the 1st. Well, Hijacker, are you still there? You guys must both have calls. So if you guys want to hand me the mic, then I will talk a little bit about the what's in the newsletter. This is volume number 16, and I have what I did is listen to Gil Brossard's testimony, and particularly that the 20-minute mark, and the link where I am right now is on page number 5, Terrell's 2015 newsletter, 20-minute mark. This is what I wrote as my commentary. The question is asked about how big Gil's object must be, and this is kind of crucial to the investigation. That's why Gil Brossard's Planet X is called Planet 7X. It's because he's determined the diameter of the object to be 7 times that of Earth. And I believe it, yeah, that's Earth, 7 times Earth diameter. And the answer is even more redundant than the original question. In my view, this is what I'm writing, and I'm a little bit critical. You know, from my perspective, this is now my 5th year of the investigation. I'm a little more critical than I was my first year, right? And the problem is that an object that is made of regular molecules, regular subatomic particles, protons, neutrons, they're separated by vast amounts of empty space, right? So the sun is like the nucleus of the hydrogen atom, the proton, and then Pluto is like the electron whirling around, empty space, full of empty space. So the problem is the sun's made of that kind of matter, the Earth's made of that kind of matter, you are made of that kind of matter, but this black star is not. Imagine you take the entire solar system and fill it up with Plutos all the way out to Pluto orbit. That's what we're dealing with here, with an object that imploded and it compressed everything together. So you can have the twice the mass of our sun squeezed down into just 10 kilometer ball. And that's what we're dealing with. If Brossard's interpretation of the evidence was true, then 7 times Earth diameter would mean, and made of regular subatomic particles, and I heard that in his testimony, that he believes that it's made of the same type subatomic particles, we would see it a couple of hundred astronomical units away, right? 4 times Pluto's orbit. We would see it coming. That's the reason we can see Pluto, and it's just a little dinky thing, right? You can see that. I mean, you get a good-sized telescope, you can see that yourself, right? This thing could not sneak up on anybody with that type of subatomic behavior makeup. So what we're looking at is, in essence, a cloaked star, because it's sitting so deep in a gravity well surrounded by an event horizon, right, that doesn't affect objects that are in near proximity, but it sucks them dry, I mean to death, if it falls inside that gravity well. Not that they're going to be ricocheting and bouncing around, but they're just going to be gobbled up. You kind of see what I mean there?
Yeah, so, well, you know, it's like this, Terrell. I did hear when I was in high school, astronomy class, professor or a teacher telling me about this type of star. I forgot exactly what type he said, but he goes, 1 teaspoon of that star's material would weigh something like 100 tons. This is so dense. Mm-hmm. But if people can get their head around a super magnet, one of my kids, he's in the magnets or whatever. But so he had this little magnet, and you wouldn't even have thought how powerful it was. And you could actually put things around it fairly close by, but it wouldn't pull on it. But when you want to put that magnet on the refrigerator, it literally bruised your hand. It would actually pin right through it because it was so powerful. And that seems to be what this thing is, a really dense, heavy, really magnetic object, so it almost borderlines on the attributes of a roving black hole. Is that what you're trying to say, Terrell? Go ahead.
That's right. It behaves more like a black hole than anything else. It does not release light. It doesn't release any light, not on the infrared spectrum or any spectrum. That's why it's cloaked. And the elite know that. That's why they know we're never going to get a picture of it, right? And where it is coming from outer space, it's just below the ecliptic plane. So it's, let's say it has 0.024 differential to the plane, a negative declination. What that means is, from our northern hemisphere perspective, even if you looked across, straight across the ecliptic plane, you wouldn't be able to see it because everything wants to be on the ecliptic plane. All the dust and debris on the plane is creating a shroud of this object. That's the reason that you're going to want to have a telescope at the South Pole, not so that you can look down, but so you can look across below that debris. Earth bobs up and down along the ecliptic plane in natural orbit around the sun. And when we bob downwards, from the South Pole, you can look across and you get your best view of that black star if you have the right technology. Problem is, again, since 1997, we have about 70 astronomers and researchers that have been murdered or missing that are engaged in black star imaging research. So the reason we don't have the tools is because they weren't invented, because the people that were in the research got disappeared, right? Because the artificial intelligence that is running threat assessment contingency planning for the House of Rothschild and his underground Ark City program identified them as threats, and they were neutralized, taken out of the picture. So it's not an accident that we can't see this thing. It's very much deliberate, and it's part of the giant scheme of the elites. If you just watch the movie 2012, just watch the movie, then you'll see they're running to these Ark ships. Now just imagine those Ark ships are Ark cities that are in the earth, like the one connected to the Denver airport. That's where the elite are operating right now. And that's where the Council on Foreign Relations, that's where their headquarters is for the United States, for Canamera, Mexico, in combination with the CIA and the Denver airport. Because they already have their plan and for surviving the Black Star. And that includes running into the underground Ark City, but it also includes emerging into a world that is pretty much doesn't have any population. And so that's what you're seeing with all these war game and everything. Not that they're going to kill us to bring in their Georgia Guidestone agenda. It's not that they're going to actually kill us. The Black Star is going to do that. And then they're going to have the mop-up operation so that they can reemerge and, you know, run the world and have their 500 million according to the Georgia Guidestones without, you know, all the people that are running around now. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they don't even say – they say the Georgia Guidestones, if you actually read it, they actually say – to maintain Earth at 500 million, as though it's almost a duty. It's like they know something's getting ready to wipe out a whole bunch of people, and part of one of the tenets of the Georgia Guidestones is to actually increase the number of people to maintain.
That's right.
500 million. So you can read it a couple different ways. Listen, Terrell Deacon, what's your take on the Walmart's closing? Well, why five? All at once, rickety excuses. Each one of them probably make at least $1 million a day. Why would they do that? Deacon, Terrell, go ahead.
I'm trying to.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. What was your question, Hijacker?
It's the Walmarts. Those five Walmarts.
Well, they're probably going to use them for command and control centers. Who knows? Distribution centers. I don't know. Go ahead, Terrell.
Yes, I apologize. I've had my head in Black Star investigation. I haven't seen anything on Walmart.
Yeah, they closed five big Walmart supercenters. One in Oklahoma, one in Texas, I think one in Mississippi, one in Florida, something like that.
No, I'm looking at one in Bradenton here that was closed because they didn't get the right permits. Is there a link that you want to share with the chat room?
No, that's not true. They've actually... Because people in these particular counties that work at these Walmarts, they're interconnected with the county government, several of them. And so their brother works, is the permit plumbing inspector, for instance. And so his sister loses his job at the Walmart, and they gave the excuse that it was for plumbing at each one of them. They didn't even change the excuses around.
All right.
So these people that were part of the family that, you know, their sibling got their job laid off or whatever, they go, well, wait a minute. Nobody from Walmart came to me to ask me for a permit. And so what this one permit inspector did, he actually went out to Walmart to say, look, I'll expedite the process. Let's get these people back to work. Nobody was there. No way to get a hold of them. Nobody's there. No workmen. Just boom, closed, and he can't even get Walmart on the phone. And he's the head guy to expedite the permit process for whatever they need to do as far as plumbing. Go ahead.
This looks like I'm looking at this news report. None of the five stores have sought any plumbing permits for future repairs. So that's kind of supporting what you're saying there. This is being done for a different reason. You know what this looks like? Because certain states, because of what's going on in the United States, with the forcing of increased wages, that's what this looks like. This looks like a step by Walmart to curb the number of employees, send a lot of people home so that everybody's just happy to have a job so they can lower their wages. Because it looks like Walmart, I mean, they're not happy about what's going on inside the United States with the government telling them where to set their wages. That's what it looks like to me so far, but I only looked at it for the amount of time that we've been talking here. I'll try to look more into this, but I would say that that's what it is rather than anything to do with Project Black Star. Go ahead.
Okay. One thing that I saw this week, I saw an article where the New York Fed is doing contingency planning for natural disaster. I thought that was kind of interesting. Do you see that one, Hijacker?
Who was that?
The New York Fed. And also that the government's bought millions of MREs for bank employees. That's another one that they did.
Right. I know they hardened the Chicago Fed, and they seem to make it a sort of a walled off, reinforced, almost bunker where rich people can go. It's got a helipad on top, and so if something happens and people can't get out of the city, they've almost like set up a line to where, in Chicago at least, just make it to the Fed, and we'll let you in the doors. And you know, if you're part of the elite. So there seems to be some kind of something they're doing along those lines, as though they're expecting something to happen. But what I noticed, so you got these different people that signs of the end or whatever, you know, angel apocalypse account, and they go all around the earth every week and they find all the natural disasters. Well, I watched this 12 or 13 minute clip of just one massive disaster, weather and otherwise, after another, all over the earth. And I'm telling you, there's people hurting all over the place. I mean, they're emptying out, just like they're flooding from Central America and South America, all these people coming out of these economically bombastic countries, and they're flooding our borders, a whole army of them. They're doing that in Europe from Africa, like just 4,000. They had to save 4,000 out of the Caribbean or the Mediterranean, and they lost 400 people. 400 people drowned, and they're just flooding out of Africa. So I'm not sure. It's just the distress all over the world. And I got to thinking about food. You know, what are these masses of people on the move, or like the people that lost half of them, half their nation, some chain of islands got hit with Typhoon Jay or whatever it was, and it was just massive. The 200 mile an hour winds just wiped them out. And you just take a look at that whole island nation, and how are they going to survive, and who's going to support them, and where's the food and the MRR is going to come from? It's the whole world is just under stress. Go ahead.
That's bad right here in the United States. If you look at the job numbers, they're lying right to your face, number one. They added 117,000 jobs last month, and they just lost 289,000 this week. All right? We're losing about $1 million, a million jobs a month, and we're adding about 200,000. And we're importing foreign nationals, 2 million legally and 1.5 million from the guest worker programs. That's killing us, and Americans are just sitting by. Go ahead.
Okay, all right, we'll be back in a moment. And Terrell, are you sticking around, or you got to split?
Oh, I really need to go. I appreciate it, and okay. I'll be back next time.
All right, talk to you then. Thanks.
Thank you.
Take care.
Later, Gators.
Okay, welcome back, and thanks to Terrell for the first hour there. And we've got Hijacker still here. And Hijacker, is there anything that you wanted to go over real quick here?
Well, something a little off topic, Deacon, but sure. I think you'll find it really interesting. And I'm not going to go into it too much, except people ought to go to Stan Deo's website. I don't even know what his website is, but just look, Google Stan Deo. But he really has some really convincing arguments that he has found the Garden of Eden in Tanzania.
Wow.
At the foot of it's a huge crater. It's like 102 square miles or something. This giant crater is really only one way in and one way out. The volcanoes at each, I think at each point of them. Anyways, people ought to check that out. What he did to find the Garden of Eden, he took all the pieces of the earth, and as anybody knows, you can take the earth and, you know, South America naturally flows into Africa, you know, the little bend in the elbow. You can go on YouTube and you can see how you can actually collapse the whole world down to where before, when it didn't have a, you know, huge ocean like the Pacific Ocean. And so there's models that you can collapse it down to where it was all just like one, you know, an earth without oceans, so to speak. 20% smaller, which would account for dinosaurs. Oh, he's got all kinds of facts and figures. So anyways, he collapsed it down, and then it talked about the four rivers, the Euphrates River, the Tigris River, a couple other rivers. They all sort of met or flowed out of this particular place. And so he traced all these ancient rivers down that would have been together before the Great Flood and before, you know, the oceans came along and the tectonic plates split and cracked and separated, and you had Africa, the five continents, such and such. But anyways, just something really interesting, Deacon, is that and just as enthusiastic as Terrell is about knowing that the black star is out there, it's coming, Stan Deo, he really does believe he found this Garden of Eden. But anyways, it's something a little off topic. Go ahead.
Yeah, Stan Deo, he's a good guy. He does a lot of the weather changes and stuff like that. And he's on Hagman's every, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday night. They have him on the second hour. And his wife wrote a book called Dare to Prepare. She's a prepper. But, yeah, Stan Deo is he's also into UFOs, I think.
Oh, yeah. He was part of Black Ops. Mm-hmm. And then something went wrong when he found out what they had planning on doing with a large portion of the population. Mm-hmm. And so he hauled ass out of the program, and they actually sent a Jesuit priest after him to assassinate him.
Wow.
And the priest actually caught it, but he ended up hitchhiking. This is years ago. Mm-hmm. This is the story. He hitchhiked out with some hippies and was going across Australia with them. And this Jesuit priest showed up one night and they had dinner and everything, and he stayed over. And before the Jesuit priest left, he says, "Well, you need to keep on going, Stan, because I was actually sent to kill you. But you're such a nice guy that I'm just not going to do it. I'm just going to say I didn't find you. So you might want to keep on moving." And then he assumed identities. And but, yeah, he's in the UFOs, and he does actually believe that we're on the precipice of a disclosure. That these Pelagians, these incredible, tall, beautiful-looking beings are going to show up. And like Zen Garcia, that's the great deception. We are your progenitors. You know, we seeded you, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago, and now you're to the point to where you're going to blow yourselves up. And so we're going to be here to help you, you know, clean your planet up, clean the radiation up, help you live long, give you a better economic system, mm-hmm. you know, do all this type of thing, except this is all we want. Just take this little chip and kneel. So, right. But anyways, he believes we're on the precipice of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, just from his website, Stan Deo has held above top secret security clearance and worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of the exclusive Black Project, headed by Dr. Edward Teller, specializing in development of flying saucer technology. So, he's on the ball, that's for sure. Hijacker, I'm getting bits and pieces about Terrell's theories and stuff. I think we're starting to see some of this coming forth in the mainstream media a little bit. Have you had a chance to see little bits and pieces of this coming out now?
Yeah, I see little bits and pieces every day when friggin' fireballs are passing through everywhere. I mean, you go online, and in the last 24 hours, just take a look at how many people have filmed through, you know, dash cams, you know, from on the car to cell phones. I mean, just streaking by everywhere. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It's just exponentially, I don't know what's, that's the only thing that makes any sense. That something is disturbed, the Oort cloud or the asteroid belt. But, then now they just told us, oh, by the way, there's another big asteroid we just found. It's going to be the size of the Statue of Liberty, but don't worry about it. It's going to come close, but, you know, it's only going to be like 100,000 miles away. You know, it's going to be 100,000 miles. You don't need to worry about it. Well, wait a minute. I mean, the moon is only 239,000 miles away from us. And this thing's going to, like, just, you know, it's going to be another DA-14 where they lied about, where that big sucker slammed into Russia and was the equivalent, if it had hit, of 30 atomic bombs, Hiroshima.
They say there's one the size of Statue of Liberty that's coming towards the Earth. I saw that article.
Yeah, so, only, but don't worry about it. It's going to be 100,000 miles away. Well, that's a city killer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they miscalculate on that. That's a big sucker. That's a city killer. And so maybe that's what the elite are starting to freak out. Maybe they've thrown their radar way out into deep space, and they can see, you know, a whole gang of these asteroids that we're coming into really, really dirty space, and they're getting ready for us to someplace on Earth to take a hit. It could be something like that. Go ahead.
Well, right here, I've got over here, this is over at InfoWars, video. Armed National Guard troops patrol residential streets in California. And they've got a video here. The troops followed by a Humvee march close to an elementary school and single-family homes. So there you go. People are just going to put up with this, Hijacker? I mean, they're not going to – I mean, no one's saying anything. You know, no one's protesting. Nothing. I mean, this is like, could you imagine during the 1960s if they tried something like this? You know, the people wouldn't put up with it back then. I don't know what's going on here, man, but I'm telling you, these are definitely satanic influences. Now, the Pope has come out today in this week and talked about exorcism. And the Pope is making some strange statements that he might be assassinated. And we have some strange satanic here. Vatican holds exorcism training course. We are all experiencing Satan. This is what the Pope says. The 10th annual course on exorcism has gotten off to a bang in Rome. Sponsored by the Vatican Congregation for the Clergy. 170 students being trained as exorcists. Breitbart spoke with Father Pedro Barjon, organizer of the program, said the exceptional interest in the course reflects a growing awareness of the activity of devil in the world. Concerned part of the bishops has some of their men specially trained for dealing with the reality. So what are your comments on that? That's awfully strange.
I don't know, Deacon. I've heard different theories, but, you know, I'm really starting to believe that human beings could get soul scalped, and that these interdimensionals are able to somehow cross over from, you know, the fifth or fourth dimension into our third dimension or our fourth dimension. I'm not sure, but and somehow be able to take somebody's body over and either, you know, put that person's personality or soul aside and avatar their body. But they say there's something spiritual about DNA and the that able to, if you give yourself over to sin or if you're on the verge of committing suicide, you know, right before you pull the trigger, or if you go into and become a meth head, mm-hmm. and you start doing meth, then somehow it alters your DNA, mm-hmm. where these entities can attach. But there's just a lot of weird people flowing into our world right now, Deacon. I mean, just like, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable. The stuff that you're hearing about, you know, mothers killing their children and mothers taking their quadriplegic child and leaving them in the woods. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people in a McDonald's line freaking out because the baby's crying in front of them and then pulling a knife out, killing a baby. Or, you know, or guy, you know, his girlfriend's child, 18-month-old child, you know, when he was changing the diaper, got pissed in the face by the little baby. And then the guy beat the child to death, which that's going to happen. You're going to get a mouthful of urine if you got children and you change diapers. I had 5 children in 7 years. Mm-hmm. I got pissed in the face more than once. But anyways, just for him to freak out, mm-hmm. and just to kill. But just this zaniness, Deacon.
Out of control. Yeah, people are out
right.
of control.
I mean, where do you get this level of mental illness and this bipolarism? There almost has got to be something that's, you know, affecting people's minds. I mean, I know electromagnetic waves and Wi-Fi and cell phone towers, but it's just, you know, you just wonder how society's even able to keep functioning, you know? We're on the verge of some sort of systemic break, it looks like. Go ahead.
Well, this is another thing about the Pope that's strange. Pope Francis, to host major summit on climate change. Vatican announced Tuesday will host a major conference on climate change on April 28th, featuring some of the world's leading climate scientists in an opening address by the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. The conference, Protect the Earth, Dignify Humanity, the Moral Dimensions of Climate Change and Sustainable Development, will also feature Jeffrey Sachs, a prominent American economist and director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. This is very satanic here. This Pope is just, he's like a heretic. This is like Gaia, worship here. This is they're trying to create this one Chrislam, Earth Gaia religion here. The summit hopes to help build a global movement across all religions, for sustainable development, climate change throughout 2015 and beyond. Highlight the intrinsic connection between respect for the environment and respect for people. Especially the poor, the excluded, victims of human trafficking, modern slavery, children, future generations, says the Vatican. this is the Pope's green agenda. It's become an outspoken advocate on environmental issues, saying acting on climate change is essential to faith. This is garbage. This is not, has nothing to do with Christianity or Catholicism or the divinity of Christ. These people are truly satanic, in my opinion. Now, I heard Tom Horn give an interview today, and he said that they've interviewed the Jesuits who run the Lucifer telescope out there in Arizona, and they're watching something, he said. So this is truly these are strange times we live in, and something's not right here.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something. I remember. Well, you know, Deacon, I actually do believe that there is global warming going on. There might even be some merit to the reason why they have justified to themselves they needed to use these chemtrails with this aluminum barium and spray the skies to deflect the sunlight. But I think it's because of Terrell's black dwarf star theory that the magma of the Earth is heating up. If you take a look, there's another big giant volcano that just popped off yesterday. I forgot where it was at, but the oceans are warming, so they're popping off in the oceans. The methane is being released in the Arctic. I mean, you got college kids that are going out busting holes in the ice and taking a lighter and flicking a lighter over top of the hole in the ice, and you see a big old fireball come up from the methane that's pouring out. You know, like, that's normal. You know, I mean, did we ever read about Eskimos 100 years ago, a couple of Eskimo kids say, hey, let's go out to bust the ice and put the torch over the hole, you know, let's watch the fireballs. But so it is heating up. And now here's another weird thing, that in the South Pacific, all around Australia, a total of five, get this, Deacon, five massive hurricanes are, or I guess they call them typhoids or typhoons. Yeah, five typhoons all at once right now in the South Pacific. Let's go to weather.com. Just crazy. Someplace, I can't remember where, I think it was maybe in Italy or something, they got 5 inches of snow they got 5 inches every hour for a solid 18 hours. Now, can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, you ought to take a look at that footage. You ought to go and Google that and take a look at the image. I mean, it's like 200 inches of snow or something ridiculous. Absolutely unbelievable. But so they do know about this global warming, and it's got the magma heated. I think it's the black dwarf star. But they want to flip it all around and say it's man-made so they can do all this carbon tax and manipulate it that way. So, but I mean, it's a well-known fact that I think last year somebody did establish, it's the guy who, Murphy. I think the guy's name is Murphy. Maybe Mike Murphy. Mm-hmm. What in the world are they spraying?
I've heard of that, yeah.
Right. And he says that, you know, everybody wants to say there's no such thing as global warming. Well, he says, look, the facts are the facts. They are. The Earth is heating. Something is making it hot. Mm-hmm. So, and it's just, what's the nature of it? Of course, they're not going to tell us it's a black dwarf star that's coming right at us.
Right.
They're gonna make up, it's our fault. We're living too high on the hog, so to speak. Go ahead.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we've got a lot of evidence here that something's going on besides just your normal, you know, economics or warfare or whatever like that. So it's definitely a problem. And I'm trying to check here. Here's another article from Dave Hodges. We can go into this a little bit when we come back. Under Jade Helm, extracted American resistance leaders will be sent to Guantanamo. He's stating that Obama has released a lot of the prisoners there because they're going to put American patriots there. So, and Director of National Intelligence released a report this week indicating the United States has confirmed 116 detainees in prison at Guantanamo been transferred out of the prison. So Obama is clearing space at Gitmo. So there you go. We also have an ISIS operating camp a few miles from El Paso, Texas. So as the facts begin to surface regarding the release of terrorists from Guantanamo, coupled with the coincidental timing of JDOM 15 drills in conjunction with the discovery of the ISIS base camp only a few miles away from American soil. It is becoming more likely that these three events are connected and will culminate in a false flag event designed to bring about martial law under the auspices of Jade Helm. Well, Hijacker, do you think that, like that Navy SEAL that worked in intelligence, his opinion is this is all distraction and this is really not what's going on, that it's really something else going on, or do you think this is a possibility here with this martial law?
You know, I'm really starting to believe, Deacon, that the what's really getting ready to happen mm-hmm. is something with disclosure, mm-hmm. the disclosure of that we're being visited by one of these other planets. Mm-hmm. It's not out of the realm. I mean, 10 years ago, you would have laughed at that. But
right.
you know there's something out there. I know it. Everybody does.
Well, I think so, yeah. I
mean, yeah, you can't have a galaxy with 100 billion stars and say that we're the only ones. I mean, it's just like, it's not even mathematically believable. So we've all seen the movies. If you think about it, Deacon, every single alien movie, I don't care if it's, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and the Predator or Independence Day mm-hmm. or, you know, any of those movies. Do you ever notice that when any of those movies come out, of the fourth kind or something like, it doesn't matter what alien movie comes out. Have you ever noticed that every single one of them makes a lot of money, Deacon?
Correct. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back with the Hijacker in a moment. Don't leave, folks. Hey, welcome back. Deacon John here. Don't forget, we are listener supported at freedomslips.com. So if you go to our webpage, the homepage of Freedom Slips at freedomslips.com, which is the home of Revolution Radio, if you'd make a donation, we'd appreciate that very much. Don't forget, in the month of April, we have a seed pack special. For a $100 donation, you get thousands of seeds up to 4 years in the freezer, and you get a one-ounce silver bar also from Nighthawk. That's during the month of April. So coming back here with the Hijacker, I guess the question I asked you is, do you think all these different drills and economic collapse is just an elaborate ruse, like this Navy SEAL had sent over to Steve Quayle website, or do you think that there's something to that?
I don't know, Deacon. All the armies of the world are on some type of war footing. I mean, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing drill. Land, air, sea. And so either all the world leaders seem to be working in concert with one another, getting ready and coming up with all these false narratives, or there really is some sort of planetary event that's getting ready to happen besides just an economic collapse. So, and as usual with human beings, it could be a little of a mixture of everything. But a little update on my man, the great and mighty king of Mother Russia, Vladimir Putin. So once a year, Deacon, he does an open-ended, he opens up to all 10, 12 time zones, and he sits down for hours, and then people can throw questions at him. They call in, write in, email. You know, I'm sure a lot of it is choreographed, but not all of it is. I caught him last night. I saw the whole thing. There's one farmer. So this person went out. They were standing in a crowd. It was way out, you know, out in the sticks of Russia, agriculture. And so the reporter had the microphone. And so anyways, this farmer, this stoic farmer, who was probably 50 years old, but he looked 70 because he said he had children. And anyways, he grabbed that microphone and he says, you know, Mr. President, you don't know how hard it is out here. I mean, the farming, we need help in the agriculture sector. I have to work all the time. And I mean, you know, that was part of like the Russian peasant. You could see he wasn't too happy with the way things are going. But by and large, Putin did a great job, fielded a question, sat down for 4 hours. And I ask you, Deacon, could you see our President Obama sitting down and just saying, oh, let's open up the phone lines.
No.
What do you all want to talk about? And he had people had one woman talk about her for President Putin to tell her husband to let her get a dog, and that she wanted a dog. I mean, it's just like, but most of it was about Social Security and the economy, probably two-thirds of it. You know, people are the same everywhere. They want to know about their stuff and how, you know, their economy is doing. And he was very, you know, he's very calming type person, very charismatic. He just aced it. But did you see Obama doing that, Deacon? Go ahead.
No, Obama's just he's a shill CIA creation who reads off a teleprompter and then goes, plays golf and smokes crack or whatever he does. No, dude, this is we have a ceremonial government. It's like a facade. I believe Putin has a lot more power than Obama does. You know, he's more of a real president than Obama. You know, Obama, they put him in, just to bring about their agenda and such. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, he hit the number one spot in the poll of 100 worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about, he beat out, you know, Beyonce, Oprah. He beat out celebrities and politicians worldwide. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, the majority of the polling was taken in America, so you can't exactly call it a worldwide poll. But anyways, he beat him out number one. I mean, literally, he's becoming de facto the real president of the world. And, you know, he's got one nation after another that were just so freaked out of the cabal that, you know, is running the West, that they're packing up behind him. Oh, I do got some other news, Deacon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going to like this. So, I was thinking about, all we have to do is really get a coup going in Kiev, you know, a counter coup to fix this problem and stop all this war and tie this World War III off. And that, all you, since the Ukraine is basically a one capital city state type of country, really all you got to do is just to decapitate the Ukraine. You just got to take their city. So I've come up with different models, infiltration type thing, and then their response are going to build a wall up for $28 million and put a wall to try to lock their borders, and no goods and services, and no people can go back and forth anymore. They got some sort of embargo now, checkpoints and everything. And so then I came up with that Russian Birdman army with, 100,000 guys and ultralights, you know, basically taking that town in one night, coming in with night vision. Imagine dropping 100,000 snipers on any city at key points, and that city's going to lock down.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the latest, Deacon. So, you know, we're coming up with strategy on how you would actually stop 100,000 guys coming in on ultralights,
mm-hmm.
you know, at 50 miles an hour, treetop level at night. You can't even use jets for it. I mean, really, I mean, maybe a helicopter, but there's ways of defeating that. So here's what just happened, Deacon. A large C-130 landed in some city not far from Kiev. You know, one of those big cargo planes. And so guess what was rumored to be the cargo in that C-130? Are you listening?
Yeah.
So this is what was supposed to be the cargo. So we'll stop your Russian 100,000 Russian Birdman army. We got microwave weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So the rumor that the thing was full of microwave weapons. So if they do mass up, you know, because it only takes them 4 hours to go from the Russian border,
mm-hmm.
or from the southeast Ukraine to Kiev.
Wow.
So now I guess they're going to set up a big long line of microwave weapons. You know, it's just like, oh, by the way, too, Deacon, another main politician in Kiev just got whacked.
Oh, really?
It's up to 7 now. He was part of parliament, one of the ministers, deputy ministers in the parliament. So pretty much Poroshenko is purging the government of any opposition, anybody that can pull off a counter coup. So yeah, it's up to 7 now that have either been suicided mm-hmm. got in a car accident. I think this latest guy just out got murdered. I don't think they even made up a suicide or whatever. You know, it was a victim of a robbery or something, whatever they made up. But so anyways, that counter coup is coming. It's just too much pressure. Also, 90%, Deacon, mm-hmm. of the people that are drafted in the Ukraine, I thought it was 40. It is now up to 90% are not even showing up for the draft notice.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. So you can see any day now, you'll see Kiev. You'll hear some news coming out of it, and there's going to be some oligarch. He's going to pick the phone up, and he's going to make a deal with Putin, mm-hmm. and then you're going to get your counter coup. And like what Putin said last night, you know, we need to stop all this stuff, all these embargoes and roadblocks. Just get back to doing business. You know, just let's do business. You know, forget all this war stuff. And so I'm expecting that counter coup. I know there's forces at work doing it. But I thought you would enjoy that counter to my Russian Birdman army with these microwave weapons.
They could fry the birds, yeah.
Yeah, we can't shoot you down because you're like a horde. So we'll hit you with microwave weapons. Mm-hmm. Anyways, go ahead, Deacon.
Okay, well, yeah, let's see what else we got going on here. See anybody in the chat room have any thoughts or anything? No, they're talking about different things. But, yeah, lots of strange stuff going on. Apparently the Pope is, on the one hand, having an exorcism seminar teaching people. On the other hand, he's having a climate seminar. So,
yeah, and he thinks he's so slick and doing all the satanic hand gestures and motions and little pyramids when he puts his hand together, and you know, he's doing all the Masonic signs and stuff like this. It's just BS, really. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. Let's take a look over it before we got about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not in the chat room, so I'm not really don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I think they're talking about different things. But let's take a look and see what's happening over at the InfoWars now. Hillary Clinton, don't care about her. Live from Mexico, InfoWars hunts for ISIS command base. Let's see here. Not a lot going on. Now, I know for a fact, I had talked to people over the past several years, and they've documented these jihadist training camps here in the United States over the past 10, 15, 20 years. And so they've allowed these people to operate inside here, for a long time. And then now apparently another thing that I almost forgot is Obama unilaterally is issuing 500,000 aliens, illegal aliens, Social Security cards. That's incredible. So I don't know. Do you think we're going to get to the next election, hijacker? Or do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, we're in for, there's some big event. And it's not going to be like a 9/11. It's either going to be mm-hmm. something bigger than that, or it's going to be they know a major earthquake is about to happen, mm-hmm. or it's going to be one of these city killer asteroids mm-hmm. that hit and disrupt and cause the economic collapse, or it could be a nuclear false flag, or it could be that they can see what's getting ready to happen, and they're actually going to make up an Obama JFK scenario because you just can't mix those political chemicals of a black president taking a heavily armed white majority nation into martial law. So it could be the military might be taking over, and we're just going to go to full war footing as this planetary event unfolds. But I don't think, Deacon, that we got it would be 2 years.
Right.
Really? I mean, 2016, so that would be November, and it doesn't take over till January of 2017. Mm-hmm. So that's what year? A year and a half? Mm-hmm. 18 months? I don't think so, Deacon, but they're giving us a good show. I mean, every week, here's Marco Rubio, and, you know, here he is, and then And then they roll out the next guy, and, you know, here's his family, and, you know, meet these people. And so it's, but it's all theater. I don't even watch the stuff anymore. They got Hillary running around in a minivan like she's a soccer mom or something.
Right.
It's just like, you know, nobody believes this crap anymore. Anyways, yeah, go ahead.
No, it's all a farce, so.
I do have some good information, though, Deacon. Mm-hmm. Something people can Google. So there's 11 vegetables that you can regrow. Carrots, celery, garlic, things like that. Go ahead and Google that. But you can actually, you know, cut the top off carrots, regrow it, take the bottom of the celery, stick it in water, regrow that. So I just want to let people know that there's lettuce. You can take lettuce, you know, as you cut the lettuce, the bottom of the lettuce, put that in water. That will regrow, and you transplant it. You can grow lettuce. So a little, just one of those little tips, Deacon. I thought I'd let people know. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. Let's see here. What's Zen Garcia been up to lately? Is he still doing his show?
Oh, yeah. No. Zen's on every Wednesday, 5 o'clock, Studio B. I listen to him religiously. And, he lays out that we're definitely, you know, we got half-brothers on this earth, and the fallen ones are basically manifesting, and they're here. And, you know, he lays out a little bit of their esoteric history and how they do know it. These people ruling over us, they know early on that they're different, and they're of another bloodline, so to speak. And so just more of them have come through. They've packed up now and pretty much control the whole show, the banking, the media, the entertainers, probably military high command, law enforcement high command, politicians. So, but he lays this stuff out. He's written, I think he's on his ninth book now.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think his ninth book is about the war in heaven, what started the whole war in the very beginning, to where these Lucifer and the one third of the serpentine angels were basically stepped down a few dimensions into this physical based realm, and you know where these megalith cities came from and the whole works. So he's still doing his thing, but his best book, his best two books are Lucifer, Father of Cain, his fourth book, and then his sixth book, Sons of God, Who We Are and Why We're Here. Full of notes from ancient manuscripts across the whole spectrum, and all these ancient writings or whatever. But you can get that at zengarcia.com. But, that's what he's doing. So, he's walking his walk, so... Well, not really, because he's a quadriplegic. I guess he's wheeling his wheel, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But, And then I'm trying to think of anything else which is really important or pressing that I can think of. I don't know. What do you got there? You got anything?
No, that's kind of it. We're just going to... I guess wrap it up in a few minutes here for the day, but what else are we going to be researching? Anything special going on here, or that type of thing? Oh, I know what I wanted to ask you. You having weird weather patterns out where you're at, out on the West Coast out that way? Because we've got some really strange weather in Ohio here.
Well, I'll tell you what, Deacon. I wish I would have known that we would have such a mild winter where... I think we might have had 10-day stretch right about January 10th through the 20th in which it actually got below freezing. So literally, I was actually harvested the last of my Brussels sprouts in the first week of January, because I saw that it was going to get down to the mid-20s. It was going to get actually cold. And so I went out there, and I remember, you know, going through all the rest of my plants and harvesting them all. But if I had known, now this year, I'm going to actually plant a late summer crop, and I'm just going to figure on blasting right through October and November, because it was the mildest, although the wettest, winter that Western Washington's ever had. So we broke a couple of records.
Wow.
In the sense that, you know, we didn't have but like a 10-day winter, and then the rain was like absolutely incredible.
Right.
Just incredible amounts of, and usually in Seattle, Western Washington, it doesn't rain like it rains where you're at. You know how you have like a thunderstorm, Deacon? It kind of rains hard for like a half hour, 45 minutes, you know, like in the south or whatever. And then it goes away and it gets all smuggy and everything else. In Seattle, it just, they call it the gray. It's just cloudy, pitter patters. No, it's not really a rain. Not this year. I mean, this year is just like, just poured and poured, hour after hour, day after day. It was just like a high was parked over us. Somehow they were able to just lock something in place. And then California didn't even get their traditional rain. It's like they somehow could lock through some sort of technology, a literally soft hurricane over top of, you know, this whole portion of the country, but lots of rain. And of course, you got the 5 typhoons going on right now in the South Pacific. And I think that's a record too. But yeah, no, just weird weather all over the place, Deacon.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like here in Ohio, it's it's very it's cold and cloudy and rainy and stuff like that.
Well, you ought to check out the ice blocks on Martha Vineyard, or I forgot where it's at. It's up in the northeast there. But just whole beaches of, you know, 5-6 foot slabs of like icebergs, like giant icebergs all along the beach. I mean, you know, some of them as big as a person. That came in. I mean, to freeze salt water, Deacon. I mean, that's. I mean, that's got to be an unusual cold to bring icebergs that far down, and then actually make it to the beach. Just surreal, biblical. I don't even think they've seen that before. Just weird stuff like that, all over the earth. I forgot. I'll have to find the accounts that I use to keep check on these different guys who do a roundup all over the world of the weird weather every week or every day. But just strange stuff. You know, it's weird to see it, Deacon. You know what I mean? So, like, you're not used to seeing something like that. It's just like surreal. You know, see a whole beach with icebergs all lined up in it. You know, see 200 inches of snow. Whoever sees that?
I know, it's crazy. All right, that's it for tonight. Maybe we'll see Hijacker again this week. If not, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Terrell. And I guess that's it. That's it. Say goodbye.
Okay, take care, everybody.
Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, your lives are becoming more difficult as the life force of your world is draining away. Have you noticed that as everything around you seems to decline, one thing still grows? It is the power of your rulers. None of their plans and directives have solved your problems or made your life better. The only result has been their increased control over you at the cost of your freedom. Do you know why? You gave them the power. They called for your sacrifice, and you thought it was noble. They said if you worked for yourself and your family, that you were selfish and uncaring, and they made you feel ashamed. They denounced the leaders of industry as greedy exploiters. You agreed. All